This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Washtenaw United. Each Monday, through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we explore issues of equity and opportunity. I'm David Fair, and today we're going to get a couple of perspectives on an institution that is clearly making a difference for a good number of people in our community, and that is the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living. Our first guest today is Alex Gossage, and Alex is the Interim Executive Director of the Center, and thank you so much for being here, Alex. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And our other guest is Will Purvis, and Will is the Director of Planning and Program Development for the Center, and welcome to WEMU.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, in a moment, I want to get into the center's operations and mission, but I kind of want to start on a little bit more personal level. Now, Alex, I'm not sure your path to leading the center is all that traditional. You began as an unpaid volunteer 15 years ago. Can you tell us the circumstances under which you first walked through the doors?
Sure. So about 15 years ago, I was had just finished college, and my folks lived in Ann Arbor at the time, and so I was here and happened to get my hair cut at the old Georgetown Shopping Center, which is where the center used to be located. And I saw a sign for the Center for Independent Living, said, I don't know what this is, but it looks like it's for folks with disabilities, and that was something I was interested in getting connected with in the community. And so I just happened to head on over there, and I had an opportunity to volunteer, and kind of that wrote the story ever since.
And your interest is because you have a disability yourself.
Correct, yes. I have spina bifida. I've had a disability my whole life. So while I have always kind of gone back and forth in terms of being part of the disability community or at least being more involved in the disability community, I guess I should say, it wasn't until I got to the center that I really, I think, went full force into being involved and doing work, if in part of and connected to the community, yes.
And what has kept you there all these years? Is it that sense of connection and the recognition that there are so many available services that perhaps are under-recognized?
It's exactly that. You know, I think it's important to remember, too, the center is an organization where a majority of our staff, as well as our board members, are people with disabilities.
Right.
And so there is that sense of community and that sense of here are other folks like me who I was able to mentor under and learn under and grow under and eventually, you know, have friends and other great things that I was able to find because I was able to make those connections.
And Will, I've rarely seen such a diverse resume as yours. Teaching, education, management, nonprofit management, carpentry, game design, degrees in various levels in at least four different areas. What brought you to the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living?
It started with an invitation from one of the board members to be on the board about 4.5 years ago. And it was an organization that I had contact with probably around the time Alex first started, when I began losing my vision, and went to the center to explore different kinds of resources and options. And so I was interested in helping out. I had, as you said, a lot of nonprofit experience and a lot of consulting experience, so it was a good fit for the board. And then about a year and a half ago, I was asked by Alex and the board to move over to a staff position.
Well, you mentioned that you've been having issues with your sight. I guess it was the year 2000. You were diagnosed with a condition impacting your sight. How did that diagnosis and its progression impact your personal and professional perspectives?
I think my vision loss has affected my professional trajectory in a couple of different ways. I think one, it's allowed me to have, in some ways, sort of much stronger personal connection with the ways different people engage with institutions and engage with the problems and issues that they face in daily life. I think the other way is somewhat ironic in that I've always been someone who is able to see situations from a wide variety of perspectives, and losing my vision, I think, has enabled me to gain yet one more perspective.
Washtenaw United and a look at the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living continues on 89.1 WEMU. We are talking with the center's interim executive director, Alex Gossage, and the director of planning and program development, Will Purvis. And Alex, now that we've gotten to this point, why don't you explain fully the mission of the center?
The mission of the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living is to empower the lives of people with disabilities and to advocate for more inclusive communities for all. So on the one hand, we do a lot of work with individuals. We do a lot of work to support folks in reaching their own independent goals, whatever those may be. It can be an employment. It can be to maybe get off of benefits. It can be a whole variety of things. In some cases, in a lot of cases, maybe it can be creating recreation goals. Social isolation can be a huge issue that folks with disabilities face in our communities. But then on a larger level, or maybe on a broader scope, there are those community sorts of activities that need to be done, the advocacy, creating awareness amongst folks and understanding around issues of disability.
And Will, along those lines, what are some of the services and programs available to those that you are helping? I know there's a gym, there's all sorts of art programs, but how are you engaging in the community that you are serving?
Well, we engage with the community in a wide variety of different ways, and probably the activities that take place at our facility in Ann Arbor and at our facility in Monroe are probably just the tip of the iceberg. We have a host of social workers and other folks who work out in the community, in the schools, in nursing homes, in subsidized housing, in senior centers, doing benefits counseling, doing employment trainings, and working side by side with other organizations and collaborators to advance the mission.
And you mentioned something, and Alex, you can confirm, the service area goes beyond the Washtenaw County borders. It's Monroe and Livingston County as well, correct?
Yes, correct.
So in your estimation, is there an adequate level of service and access to services to fully address the full need?
I think we're always looking for greater opportunities and greater resources to reach out to folks. As I mentioned, social isolation can be a major issue that folks with disabilities face. And so, you know, we're doing the best that we can to get out into the community, to get out where folks are. But, you know, we have three counties to serve, a lot of folks to reach out to, and one in five individuals has a disability. So potentially there are one in five people in all three of our counties that we could be assisting on some level if they needed something.
With that in mind, Will, as a community, what do you want us to know that perhaps we don't recognize or haven't taken enough time to fully consider?
Two things come immediately to mind, and one is housing and one is transportation. So there's been a decline in affordable housing, especially accessible affordable housing, in not only in Washtenaw County but across the region. And then access to public transportation or some sort of subsidized transportation, or even in some parts of our service area, any sort of accessible transportation at all.
89.1 WEMU's Washtenaw United, and our conversation with Alex Gossage and Will Purvis from the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living continues. Alex, as you reflect back on your time, can you identify a particular moment or perhaps experience that, more than any other, affirmed for you the center is where you want to be and where you want to stay?
You know, I like to think the people that I see and the people that I work with on a daily basis affirm my feelings about how I feel about the center and the work that we do. Probably one of the things that I remember that's stuck with me for the entire time that I've been there has been an experience I had working with an individual where I had a better understanding of just where they were in their life and where they wanted to go and just how many barriers people with disabilities face. It helped me look beyond myself and my experiences in my life, because I've been privileged in a whole lot of ways that not everybody has. And I think being able to work with individuals who have had greater difficulties really helped me see just what is out there and what is needed for folks out there.
I feel a real sense of gratitude on your part.
Oh, very much so.
And Will, can you recall perhaps the most rewarding experience you've had through your work at the center?
I think that for me, it's little moments, glimpses of people coming together and realizing opportunities. One recent experience took place at Rolling Hills Park this summer, mm-hmm. where we had an accessible and inclusive bicycling event. And a mother and her son, who had multiple disabilities, were able to be on a side-by-side bicycle together and ride a trail. And just the look of pleasure and their sense of enjoyment of being able to do something and share an activity together was just one example, I think, has really stuck with me this summer.
I love hearing those stories. Well, you mentioned a glimpse. As we glimpse to the future, Alex, what will the center need to become? Is growth and expansion necessary?
Yes, growth and expansion are definitely necessary. We know that we're not reaching out to everybody that we could be and should be, and so we're always looking to the future and making sure that we're covering all parts of our three counties, and recognizing that we have rural parts of our counties, more urban parts of our counties, and that different needs exist in those areas. And so we are always looking for ways to grow, both in terms of financial support, but also just resources, connections, collaborations.
And with that in mind, Will, what's going to be your approach to developing more and better programs and services?
Well, I think I'd like to build on what Alex just said. I think our focus going forward and into the future in terms of building the organization and expanding on the mission is those collaborative relationships, that we realize that we can be so much more and do so much more good work by working together with other organizations, by partnerships, and by building relationships that serve people in deeper and broader sense.
I don't know that can be said any better than that. So with that, we'll bring our conversation for today to an end. Thank you so much for the time today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Alex Gossage, the Interim Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Center for Independent Living, and Will Purvis, the Center's Director of Planning and Program Development, our guests on Washtenaw United. For more information, visit our website at WEMU.org, and we'll have all the resources and links you need. Washtenaw United is produced and presented in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.